Hello, this is Pamela Badila, your neighbor from Data Data International Folkloric Theater, and you're listening to your radio station, WGXC, Accra, New York, hands-on community radio for Columbia and Greene County. Enjoy.
I'll have some clam chowder followed by beefsteak on rye, pumpkin pie, whipped cream and coffee.
Hi, this is Phyllis Segura, host of Eating, food related, like farmers, recipes, local products, and permaculture. I'll feature interviews, my monthly food report, and more. Tune in on the second Tuesday of the month from 2 to 3 in the afternoon on WGXC 90.7 FM or online at WGXC.org.
I want a green salad on the side. Don't forget the French fried pizza pie, garlic, and anchovy.
Hi, I'm Al Criazzo. Kaskill Mountain Housing is looking to help income-qualified homeowners in Greene County. We have funding available from the state of New York to pay for your needed repairs, like a new roof or a furnace replacement. Whatever you need to keep your house a safe, secure, and affordable environment for your family, call me at area code 518-943-6700 or drop by our office at 448 Main Street in Catskill.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek here on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre Catskill Hudson. This is your host, Corey, and I'm back after a bit of a break. Sorry for missing a couple weeks ago. Just finished a big move and it kind of caught up with me, but I'm here today with some geek speak. Now, on the heels of stepping down from his role at DC Comics to better oversee the film division through his new company, Mad Ghost Productions, Jeff Johns revealed through their website the Ring Bearers in the second verse, hopefully better than the first, reboot Green Lantern Corps, will be Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart, the other one. The Wonder Woman sequel will wear its Cold War setting on its sleeve with the reveal of its title, Wonder Woman 1984. How do you avoid the pitfalls of adapting the unadaptable, particularly after the previous attempt met with mixed reaction, to say the least? You just treat it like the Old Testament and try to make yours a New Testament, as Damon Lindelof put it in his Instagram detailing his Watchmen series for HBO. Not a remake or direct sequel. It'll focus on new characters in a contemporary setting, though it sounds like an old face from the original story will pop up to provide some insight on the past. Since then, it's been announced that Jeremy Irons will lead a cast that includes Regina King, Don Johnson, Lou Gossett, and Sarah Vickers. A 20th of one of the cents from Netflix's latest price hike goes to uncanceling Lucifer. TV Line further confirmed the seasons will shrink to a more Netflix standard 10-episode season, but the storyline direction will remain the same. not remaining the same as Lucasfilm's plans for Star Wars future following the underperformance of Solo. The Hollywood Reporter claims that while nothing has been taken off the table, prequels slash interquels like James Mangold's Boba Fett focused movie and the long rumored Obi-Wan movie are being reassessed. Though the chatter has been through the chatter, MakingStarWars.com discovered thought was being given to a movie focused on that hive of scum and villainy, Mos Eisley Cantina, but that might be off now. So sadly, the talent search for a younger version of B. Arthur's holiday special character is off. Meanwhile, Jon Favreau told the Nerdist the streaming show he's running will be set 7 years after Return of the Jedi, when the New Republic is at its height and the First Order is just beginning. Continuing to take its next steps carefully, Indiana Jones' fifth adventure has been delayed again, according to Variety, due to script issues that have led to the hiring of Lawrence Kasdan's son, Jonathan, to do a new draft. That hashtag show reports Benedict Cumberbatch and Peter Dinklage may be questing for Spam-a-Lot, as Arthur and Patsy and Eric Idle and Casey Nicholaw's adaptation of the hit Broadway musical itself, a rework of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Finally, for this segment, and back in a more grim fantasy kingdom, following announcement that the first Game of Thrones spinoff has been called to the starting line for a pilot, George R. R. Martin took to his relaunch blog to add some details. For right now, the thousands upon thousands of years ago set prequel is called The Long Night, but he expects the network will want the words Game of and Thrones in the title in that order. He also said of the remaining four shows in development, one is deader than every male Frey, but of the other three critics, at least one will get the green light, maybe two. Now, first set here is Mike O'Berry with She's the One.
kids.
Yeah, yeah.
New kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby, I love you so.
Baby, I love you so.
Okay, let's see. That was a okay. That was a Sweetwater with My Oh My, a Why Oh Why actually, and before that was the Kendall Sisters with Yeah Yeah, and started off with Michael Berry, She's the One. Now the Eternals, Come On Down. You're next on Marvel's Let's Make That a Household Name. After a few weeks of rumor, THR confirmed Marvel has hired Blacklist spotlighted duo Matthew and Ryan Ferpo to script a movie introduction to Jack Kirby's ancient astronaut theory inspired story of the titular Immortals and their rival cousin race of Deviants, of which a certain finger-snapping genocidal extremist was a member, and their creators, the Celestials, already hinted at in Guardians of the Galaxy. Kevin Feige told the BBC that with Captain Marvel on her way, it'll naturally not be too long before her biggest fan, Kamala, Miss Marvel Khan, is also on her way. Deadline reports that Almost Spider-Man Jake Gyllenhaal is in talks to put on the fishbowl to portray Mysterio in the next Wallcrawler installment, recently revealed to be subtitled Far From Home. Over in Sony's Spider-Man adjacent expansion, Jared Leto will play a more sympathetic chalk-faced monster in Daniel Espinosa's Morbius the Living Vampire. And the Wrap also reported that Sony has added to the slate Silk, focusing on the other student bitten by a certain radioactive spider. Kill the crow, kill the man. So how many times does this reboot have to be killed to keep it dead? Some are asking, after Deadline broke that Jason Momoa and director Corin Hardy have flown away from a re-adaptation of The Crow, and apparently even infamously hard-headed Sony is finally reconsidering their own involvement. But some brooding anti-heroes and their creators' refusal to let a second chance at glory slip from their hands can pay off. As that hashtag show broke that Jamie Foxx will portray the titular rebellious servant of hell in Spawn for Blumhouse. Following not long after that, with word that he may be joined by another Marvel movie vet, with Jeremy Renner playing Detective Twitch Williams. And Amazon will be bringing another Image hero to hand or computer drawn life, as Robert Kirkman's recently concluded teen superhero saga Invincible is set for an hour-long animated series that has apparently displaced the Seth Rogen-produced film adaptation that had been in development. Now, here is Side Effect with Honky Tonk Scat. Honky Tonk, when you funky funk, you got a funky funk, when you honky tonk. Honky Tonk, when you funky funk, you got a funky funk, when you honky tonk. Honky Tonk, when you funky funk, you got a funky funk, when you honky tonk. Honky Tonk, when you funky funk, you got a funky funk, when you honky tonk. It's a brand new day. Everybody's getting down. In the sun, they're coming from miles around. Just a three, yeah.
Talk.
Sudden Stop. You just heard Joe Tex, Ain't Gonna Stop, Ain't Gonna Bump No More. And before that was Side Effect with Honky Tonk Scat. Following a tumultuous 2 weeks where Star Trek Discovery showrunners Gretchen Berg and Aaron Roberts were sacked halfway through season 2 in favor of handing the show completely over to producer Alex Kurtzman. Deadline reports Kurtzman will be overseeing a major TV streaming expansion of the Trek versus. You never know, they might set something in the Kelvin verse. Anyway, the only specifics so far are a miniseries, an animated series, something with Khan, and most tantalizingly of all, the likely return of Patrick Stewart as Picard. This won't affect Kurtzman's pre-existing projects, including a Hulu readaptation of The Man Who Fell to Earth. The live feed announced that after 4 years of development, following a cruelly and stupidly Nick Spielberg, Peter Jackson joint effort, Halo is going live action. Microsoft and Amblin will be teaming with Showtime for a 10-episode season, dramatizing another front in the war with the Covenant. Rise of the Planet of the Apes director Rupert Riott will also helm several episodes. Thanks perhaps to the increasing profile of Mecha in American cinema and television, Mobile Suit Gundam will get the Hollywood treatment. At the Anime Expo, it was announced Sunrise and Legendary have signed a co-production deal for a film adaptation of the long-running anime franchise. Finishing out with some updates, Netflix's Eddie Murphy star in biopic Dolomite Is My Name has added Wesley Snipes, Craig Robinson, Keenan Michael Key, Divine Joy Randolph, Mike Epps, and Titus Burgess to his cast. Thor the Dark World and Sopranos helmer Alan Taylor will direct the latter's prequel film The Many Saints of Newark. Ewan McGregor will be the one saying Red Rum in Mike Flanagan's adaptation of Stephen King's Shining sequel, Dr. Sleep, taking the role of the heavily traumatized, recovering alcoholic adult version of Danny Torrance. USA has given a series order to Jason Bourne's spinoff/origin story, Treadstone. And finally, weeks of speculation and rumor were ended as ABC and Roseanne came to an agreement to let her former TV family continue on without her in a still-to-be-retitled show. Now here is This Island Earth with See That Glow.
I'm holding
Okay, and that was another sudden stop. I need to work on that. So, you just heard Frankie Goes to Hollywood with Warriors of the Wasteland. And before that was This Island Earth with See That Glow. Now, here is the Rollins Band with Disconnect.
Right now, I wanna pull it out. Yeah, I wanna disconnect myself. speaking sonic voices like radio is silent, though it fills the air with noises. Transmissions bring submission, you want to be unreal. Yet Mad Boy grips the microphone with a fist full of steel.
That started with Rollins Band Disconnect, and you just heard Rage Against the Machine with Fistful of Steel. Now going to our last set, starting with the Charlie Daniels Band Uneasy Rider.
I was taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet, toking on a number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine, and I knew that left rear tire was about to go. Well, the spare was flat, and I got uptight, cause there wasn't a filling station in sight. So I just limped on down the shoulder on the rim. I went as far as I could, and when I stopped the car, it was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Well, I stuffed my hair up under my hat and told the bartender that I had a flat, and would he be kind enough to give me change for a one? Well, there was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted and pointed toward the telephone. I called up a station down the road a ways, and he said he wasn't very busy today, and he could have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. He said, "Now, you just stay right where you're at," and I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. I just ordered up a beer and sat down at the bar when some guy walked in and said, "Who owns this car with the peace sign and the mag wheels and four on the floor?" Well, he looked at me and I damn near died, and I decided that I'd just wait outside, so I laid a dollar on the bar and headed for the door. Just when I thought I'd get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick and some fella with green teeth. And I was almost to the door when the biggest one said, "You tip your hat to this lady, son." And when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Now the last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there was three of them and only one of me. But they all started laughing and I felt kind of sick. I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick, so I just reached out and kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. He let out a yell that'd curl your hair, but before he could move, I grabbed me a chair and said, "Watch him, folks, because he's a thoroughly dangerous man." Well, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Q Club's plan. He was still bent over holding on to his knee, but everybody else was looking and listening to me, and I laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, "Would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Wallace stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for George McGovern for president?" "Well, he's a friend of them long-haired hippie-type pink old scabs. I bet you he's even got a commie flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. He's a snake in the grass, I tell you guys. He may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage." They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, "Now just wait a minute, Jim, you know he's lying. I've been living here all of my life. I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, and I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife." Then he started saying something about the way I was dressed, but I didn't wait around to hear the rest. I was too busy moving and hoping I didn't run out of luck. When I hit the ground, I was making tracks, and they were just taking my car down off the jack. So I threw the man a 20 and jumped in and fired that mother up. Mario Andretti would have sure been proud of the way I was moving when I passed that crowd coming out the door and headed toward me in a trot. And I guess I should have gone ahead and run, but somehow I just couldn't resist the fun of chasing them all just once around the parking lot. Well, they're headed for their car, but I hit the gas and spun around and headed them off at the pass. I was slinging gravel and putting a ton of dust in the air. Well, I had them all out there stepping and fetching like their heads were on fire and their ass is catching, but I figured I'd better go ahead and split before the cops got there. When I hit the road, I was really wheeling, had gravel flying and rubber squealing, and I didn't slow down till I was almost to Arkansas. Well, I think I'm going to reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody'd think I'd flipped if I went to L.A. via Omaha.
bye-bye. Oh, hell yes, honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long.
Okay, and that last set started off with the Charlie Daniels Band, Uneasy Rider, and you just heard the Dave Dialect bootleg remix of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' Last Dance with Mary Jane. Thanks for listening to Forgotten Geek, but I want to say I'll be back on Rock and Roll Martian this Sunday as well at 10 p.m. And we're going out today with Donna Summer, Walk Away.